As we find ourselves waiting for a new pope to lead the Roman Catholic Church, there are more and more people asking questions about what does the Roman Catholic Church believe about the end times? What is their eschatology? This is particularly the case since there is a bishop of yesteryear, which we talked about on a previous broadcast, who predicted there would be 112 popes, and the next pope, the 112th pope, would be the last pope. And there's an interesting statement that was made by this bishop. We do not accept that as in any way like a biblical prediction, but it's rather fascinating. It's led to a number of conversations among people in terms of what does the Roman Catholic Church believe. Essentially, the Roman Catholic Church is amillennial, which means they do not accept a literal thousand-year reign of Jesus Christ on the earth. They would say the millennium is merely symbolic. It's symbolic of the work of the church on earth even now, or the life of departed saints in heaven. But they do not believe there will be a literal, visible, thousand-year reign of the Savior on the earth in the future. Now, as I say that, I trust that your mind immediately goes to Revelation chapter 20, where we read, "Then I saw an angel coming down from heaven, holding in his hand the key to the bottomless pit and a great chain. And he seized the dragon, the ancient serpent, who is the devil and Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years, and threw him into the pit, and shut it, and sealed it over him, so that he might not deceive the nations any longer until the 1,000 years were ended. After that, he must be released for a little while. Then I saw thrones, and seated on them were those to whom the authority to judge was committed. Also, I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded for the testimony of Jesus and for the word of God, and those who had not worshipped the beast or its image, had not received its mark on their foreheads or hands. They came to life and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. Verse 5, the rest of the dead did not come to life until the 1,000 years were ended. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is the one who shares in the first resurrection. Over such, the second death has no power, but they will be priests of God and of Christ, and they will reign with him for 1,000 years. And then verse 7, and I'll stop here. And when the 1,000 years are ended, Satan will be released from his prison. So 6 times, 1,000 years is referenced. Someone that is amillennial, which means no millennium, believes that's merely symbolic. Now, why would someone embrace amillennialism? It is a simpler view of the end times. Merely Christ returns, and that's it. That's the end of the world as we know it today, and then we have the new heaven and the new earth. It doesn't talk about events leading up to his return. So for those that embrace amillennialism, well, you don't need a prophecy conference, and you don't need charts, and you don't need the kind of study that we have done, because the belief is Jesus Christ simply returns, and then he establishes the new heaven and the new earth. It's safe to say that the early church believed in a literal millennial reign of Christ. But then what happened is Augustine rejected the earthly reign of Christ on earth, and he really redirected the entire Roman Catholic Church to become amillennial. The Protestant Reformers, by the way, continued with that Catholic view. If you take a literal approach to the interpretation of Scripture, you will be premillennial. You will believe that we live before the literal reign of Jesus Christ on the earth. When you are taking a literal approach, you do not deny figurative and symbolic language, but you look for the normal meaning in the Scriptures. Otherwise, you can simply pour meaning into anything that you find in the Word of God. For example, Roman Catholicism could say that the Pope is the representative of Christ on earth. That's their position. He is the vicar of Christ, and the kingdom of Christ is expressed through those who embrace, quote, the Mother Church. And you cannot really defend or contend with this kind of approach to interpreting Scripture. We believe the only way to really understand Scripture is to take a literal approach. And when we do, we come to other passages that teach us that Jesus Christ will reign on the earth for 1,000 years. In Daniel chapter 2, we know that Jesus Christ is referred to as the stone that struck the image and formed this great mountain or kingdom that filled the whole earth, Daniel chapter 2, verse 35. In Zechariah 14 and verse 9, it says, "And the Lord shall be king over all the earth." Matthew chapter 6, verse 10, "Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Then in Matthew chapter 25, verse 31, "When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, Then he will sit on the throne of his glory. Revelation chapter 5, verse 10. We shall reign on the earth. And there are many other passages that teach the literal reign of Jesus Christ on the earth. And Revelation chapter 20 tells us six times that that millennial reign of Christ, it will be for 1,000 years. J. Vernon McGee said it this way, "It is true that the millennium is mentioned only in one chapter, but God mentions it six times. How many times does he have to say a thing before it becomes true? He mentions it more than he mentions some other things that people emphasize and think are important."